Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. The Bible says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him." Now he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that great high priest. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. That's me and you. I want to preach a simple thought tonight. Very simple thought on intercession. Ain't you glad that there's intercession? A lot of times in this world we go along and things is a clicking along and then something comes up and sometimes we need a little bit of help. And sometimes there's some intercession comes along, amen, just in time. It might be somebody that'll just come alongside you and help you bear a load. It might be somebody that'll come along with a little word of encouragement and just say, you know what, no, that's going to be okay. It might just be that there's somebody will come along and they'll tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're but down in the dump, pray God, and you don't know where to turn, amen, and you just realize that you just might as well throw in the towel and give up. Somebody will come along and tell you that they somebody love you. I'm glad when we have intercession like that in the world. I'm glad when somebody comes along, amen, and encourages. And we're living in a world that's full of discouragement. He's a world, praise God. If you'll look around you, pray the Lord tonight show us and reveal to our minds with clarity of thought, amen, and soundness of mind that this world ain't as beautiful as it used to be. It seems like he's a travail on every hand. Seems like the things is getting worse, waxing worse and worse. But God said it would, amen. We need to look for it to get a whole lot better because it's going to get worse. But praise God, we don't mean that we don't have an intercessor, praise God, on our behalf. And we have an intercessor, the Bible says, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our great high priest tonight. Amen. He's the one that's offering up for us. He's done been offered up for me and you. And through him, amen, we might have the liberty tonight that we have right here this evening to sit in an old-timey Holy Ghost by independent, by a fundamental Bible-believing church and hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can hear how he moves us and how he loves us, praise God, with a godly love. He says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him." Amen. He's talking about the intercessor that we have, which is Christ Jesus. Ain't you glad we got an intercessor? I'm talking about a great intercessor tonight. Amen. It intercedes for me and you. He comes along on purpose. Hey, he's never been late. He's a time or two that I thought, "Lord, where are you?" But praise God, after I come through the thing, got over on the south side, kind of like the three Hebrew children. Amen. They cast them bound in their hosen and their stockings and all their clothes into the fiery furnace. And I guarantee you, they was wondering themselves, "Where's God?" But praise God, when they looked up in the midst of the furnace, praise God, they was a fourth man in the fire. I will say, praise God, I thank God tonight. And I've got an intercessor, Brother Kevin, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's in the fire, praise God. It don't matter where you had, what you're doing, Jesus Christ, he's our intercessor, amen. Praise God, he's in the fire. I'm glad tonight that I know him and he knows me. And praise God, when it seems like nobody cares, nobody's around, praise God, here he shows up on purpose. Amen. Ain't that amazing? An intercessor. What is an intercessor? An intercessor. The Bible says it's a mediator. Amen. It said we have a mediator. Someone to go between. One who, Webster says, one who pleads in behalf of another. But I like this part best. He said, with a view to reconciliation. Amen. I like my intercessor because, praise God, whenever he pleads my case, I want to say, praise God, tonight the Lord Jesus Christ, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, and I want to say he's sitting there because he deserved to be there. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that perfect, sinless man. Yes, amen. Amen. He lived in this world just like me and you do, but he lived here without sin. Amen. He never done anything wrong the whole time he was here. And he went up through here, praise God. He laid down his life for me and you. He died on no rugged cross. And he went to the grave. And on the third morning, he got up victorious over death and the grave. Bless his holy name. and he deserved, hey, praise God, he paid the price to sit at the right hand of the Father. Hey, praise God, to restore him in his glory, amen. As we can see him, praise God, I can see him in my mind tonight, Brother Riggs. Lord Jesus Christ, with those battle scars, amen, that he put, that me and you put on him. Praise God, he took them as the God of glory, amen, upon himself. And he rose up, praise God, victorious to rise up and sit down at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. Hey, listen. God the Father reserved his seat. He said, Father, I've got to go, but I've got to go down there for a little bit, but praise God, I'll be back. Amen. He said, I've got to go down for a little while. I've got to go down here and fix this mess called earth up. He said, but I'll be back. And the father said, well, son, hey, he said, I'm going to keep a place here for you. He said, I know everything. It reminds me of old Abraham when he took Isaac up there to offer him up. And God showed him a mountain off there in the distance. He said, that's the one. That's where you're going to go. And you're going to offer up a sacrifice. And little old Isaac was walking up through there, had that bundle of wood and a knife, praise God, in his hand. And he said, Father, we've got the wood and we've got the knife. He said, but God, where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, son, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. And when that son come down, he became that sacrifice for me and you. But Abraham also told Isaac, just like the father did. He said, son, he told them men that had to, that kept back there with the donkeys. He said, hey, fellas, you just hang here with the stuff. Me and my son here, hey, we're going to go up yonder and worship, and we'll be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, oh, Abraham knew, praise God, if God required him to sacrifice his son, he was a God, big enough God, the God he served, to raise him up again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Abraham, a type of God, a God of glory. Amen. Lord Jesus, type of, or Isaac, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And of course, the Holy Ghost of God, a type of that servant that would go out to look for a bride. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, God's got this thing in the scheme of it. There's a plan and a purpose, and there's an intercessor, praise God, for me and you today. Amen. God, hey, he said he'd never leave us, praise God, or forsake us. He's always going to be there to intercede in our lives. Amen. Ain't you glad for an intercessor? We need one because of the mess we get into in our lives. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 12, the Bible tells us that he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. He bore the sin of many. That's me and you. We were old sinners in need of a Savior. We need somebody to intercede in our life. Because we weren't doing it right. We were going the wrong direction and we didn't know where we ought to be. But God Almighty, praise God, sent somebody to intercede. The intercession for the transgressors. That transgressor is one that breaks the rules. Do you realize, praise God, that we break rules? Yeah. Hey, you say, yeah, preacher, I know we break rules. We speed and we, you know, do. No, we break God's rules. Amen? We break God's law. What God says, do and don't do. And we do it quite often, don't we? But you know, in the day and the hour we live, we do it and we say, well, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with that. The world today say, well, you know, you can do things that we know is not right, but it's okay. I want to say, Bible said there's a time when God winked at that ignorance, but he don't wink at it no more, praise God, because in the volume of the book, he said, it's written of me. He said, I'll tell you the truth. God appoints you, praise God, to the direction, the place where you want to be. Why? Because he's our intercessor. Amen. We've got somebody that'll show us the right way. We don't have to count on some phony baloney. Amen, because we've got the truth tonight. Amen. Look at Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. He goes on and says this in verse 12. He said, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions, amen, that's that coming up short, praise God, that's breaking the law, are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them, amen. That's that time that we do wrong and we break the rules and we come up short. Do you ever break the rules? Do you ever come up short? I do. He said, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. God help us. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth far off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Now listen to this. Verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Amen. God looked down and he said, praise God, man is messed up. Man is iniquity and sin. But praise God, he said, hey, it bothers me that there's nobody. It bothers me that there's no man. He said, it bothers me that there's no interceder. But praise God, God said, I'm going to send salvation. And he said, when I send it, I'm sending it in the name of my son. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to send an interceder. Someone to intercede in this old world. Bless his holy name. He sent that deliverer, praise God. He goes on in verse 20 through 21, talking about sending the Redeemer. Amen. Come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. Jacob was the usurper. He was that sneaky one. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you can't sneak nothing by God. It don't work that way. You won't sneak. You may think you're getting by with something, but you ain't. God knows everything to the thoughts and intents of the heart. To dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Amen. Amen. It's sharper. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. There's no room for compromise. It cuts both ways. Amen. He said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. He said, I'm going to send you some help. I'm going to send you some, as an intercessor, so I'm going to send you some direction. So you'll know which way to go. There won't be no confusion about it. Amen? A lot of times you ever feel like you need somebody just to intercede? Do you ever get caught up in life and things is going and just say, I have before. And I've got to a point, said, Brother Eddie, so, man, if I just had somebody just step in here and just fix this. Amen. Somebody just step up and knew what was going on and just show us how to make the adjustments. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we need even as Christians, sometimes we need a little tweaking. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Sometimes we need a little bit of adjusting even between us. Amen. Sometimes, just let me say this. Lord brought it to my mind. Sometimes we need a little bit of adjusting just to be able to have a forgiving heart. Amen. God says we're supposed to forgive our brother and sister. Amen. And he said, Peter said, Lord, till seven times? And he said, no, till seven times seven in a day. Hello? Amen. He said, hey, you know what? You hurt my feelings, Eddie. But you come and you say, Pastor, I'm sorry. And you know what it's my responsibility to do? I'm supposed to say, Eddie, I forgive you. Yes, sir. Amen? And mean it. Let it go. It's done. And amen? And then two or three hours later, Eddie gets all in a fizzle and he hurts my feelings again. Amen? And he comes to me, he said, Pastor, I'm sorry. He said, I just know what's with me today. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And you know what I got to do? I got to say, Eddie, I love you, buddy. I forgive you. Amen. Before I get back to my workstation, Eddie says something to somebody, and they said, Preacher, you know what he said about you? But then the Holy Ghost, God breaks his heart, and he comes to me. He said, Pastor, I said something about you. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? You say, no, Preacher, that's it. Three strikes, he's out. No, that ain't what God says. He says, I say, yeah. He comes with sincere heart and a heart of apology. He says, Pastor, I'm sorry. I say, Eddie, I love you. I forgive you. It's gone. You said, Preacher, that don't work that way. It's supposed to if we're a child of God. Amen. Till 70 times, so how many times is that? 490 times in one day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that we have an intercessor with the Lord Jesus Christ who's making intercessor for us. What if he got mad and puffed off on us and said, I'm not going to forgive you of that today. You can just carry your stinking sin with you. Praise God, we'd be in a mess. But we got an intercessor, glory to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can fall on our face and cry, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive my old stinking sin. Help me to do better. And praise God, he said, hey, what sin are you talking about? Amen. Amen. Bible asks that question. He says, how can we think if we're better than our master? We're no better than our master. Amen. If he can forgive us, we should be able to forgive too. Amen. Amen. Amen or oh me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes Paul said it just, sometimes he said, praise God, we just have to take wrong. Amen. For the glory of God. Look how many times he was beaten. Beaten, I mean, stoned, left for dead. Amen. He just kept preaching. Preaching the gospel. Kept loving old sinners. If that had been one of us, boy, we'd had a chip on our shoulder and said, I ain't going down there and preach them people no more. Amen. Amen. I might have watched. Hey, I tell you what, I'd have went back and preached, but I'd have took Brother Jeff with me. I tell him he's my bodyguard anyway. You take a big old boy with you, and most of the time nobody mess with you. Amen. I'd have got me a couple big old boys like Jeff, and I went back and preached. Amen. Put one on each side to keep a vigil. Praise the Lord. Amen. He did. But hey, why? Because he said, hey, I've got an advocate. I've got an intercessor. Amen. We've got an intercessor. We ought to be able to forgive because we've got an intercessor. In the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 33, Job was talking about Bildad, and he said, hey, he said, neither is there any daysman betwixt us. He said, that might lay his hand upon us both. I like that. Amen. He said, there's no daysman. He said, hey, he said, you know what we need? He said, you've got your opinions, your ideas, and I've got my opinion, ideas. And he said, we need an intercessor. Amen. He said, we need an umpire. Amen. We need somebody to make the calls. Amen. Oh no, I'm talking about Job. He said, praise God, I need a daysman. I need a go-between. I need an intercessor. I want to say, I thank God today that we have a daysman. We've got an intercessor. Amen. We've got it in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got an umpire, praise God, who'll call the shots. Amen. And he'll call her right down the line. Amen. Just straight as it could be. Amen. He don't have a crooked eye. And he's not prejudiced. He's not biased. He don't pick sides. Amen. He'll call her straight as he sees it. And hey, we may not like it sometimes when our intercessor calls it the way he sees it, but praise God, he knows what's best for me and you. Amen. I'm glad I've got an intercessor, praise God. I'm glad I've got a mediator, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, he said, neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Amen. Hey, I like that last part. He didn't say, hey, God, Lord, I wish you was here so you could take old Bendad and you just straighten him up and show him the way he needs to go, what he needs to say. Help him realize, praise God, I'm doing the best I can. But oh no, Job said, hey, you know what? We need an intercessor that'll take both of us, praise God. Hey, you know what I need sometimes, Brother Rick? I need God to reach me, to get me by the nape of the neck, lift me up, praise God, and say, son, you need to straighten up. Yep. Amen? Amen. He can do that. He does that. Yes, sir. But now we'll puff up. We'll get mad at God. But no, we don't. Most time we're independent fundamental Baptists. Most time we get mad at the preacher. Amen. We don't get mad at God. We get mad at the preacher and we'll pout. Hey, we get real mad. We'll just quit church. We won't go back for a month. We'll show him. Amen. I don't know why you get mad at the mailman. Hey, I don't know what you need. I don't know where yet. I don't know what God's sending your way. But praise God, we'll get mad at the mailman, praise God, and we'll pout for a month. Amen? But we got an intercessor, praise God. Hey, and he'll get, hey, I like it when he reaches and gets you by the nape of the neck like a little old a hound dog pup. Oh, you get him by the scruff of that neck, it don't hurt him a bit. That's the way mama dog carries him, amen? He gets us by the scruff of the neck and he picks us up and puts our feet back on the right path. For his glory. Amen. He said, listen here, Scruffy. Amen. You need to straighten up. Yeah. Amen. You're not letting your little light shine. Praise God. You're letting something else shine. Amen. It's not the glory of God that people are seeing. Amen. It's just your old sinful self. and he gets you by the stuff your neck, and he takes old Scruffy and puts him back on the right path. Yeah. I like you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He does me that. Hey, he may not do you that way, but I like you. Amen. It ain't too comfortable when it's happening. But praise God, I'm glad, Brother Kevin, I got an intercessor that loves me enough. Amen. Praise God, he'll take me and put me back on the right path.
Amen.
Amen. For the glory of God. Bless his holy name. You say, well, preacher, how does he do that? He does it through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he does it through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. In Romans, look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, you know what infirmities are? Infirmities are infirmities. We all have infirmities. You say, preacher, I'm a great big old studly man. I ain't got no infirmities. We've all got infirmities. We've all got weak places. We've got all got lack of strength in our physical body, in our spiritual body. Amen? And our spiritual body, we've got some weak places that need to be shored up. But the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. He said, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen? He said, we don't realize how weak we are. We don't realize where the places in our defense are, where the devil can sneak in and destroy and tear up. We don't realize all the time, amen, where the little old places are, where some little old thing can get in there and begin to tear us down. We don't realize all that, but praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, He knows, like I said, from dividing asunder soul and spirit, He knows where our weak places are, our infirmities, our lack of strength. Praise God, He comes, glory to God, praise the Lord. He comes through with the Holy Ghost of God, and He strengthens and shores up those weak spots.
Amen.
Amen. That's our intercessor, praise God. The Lord, the God, the Son seeks the God, the Father. And He said, hey, listen, could you send your sweet spirit, amen, praise God, to move around, praise God, like a chess, like a game of chess, filling in those voids, avoid those places that's weak, and make them strong.
Amen.
Amen. To give us fortitude. Amen. To give us the strength of a great fortress. Praise the Lord. See, we're missing out on the blessings from God because we don't realize that we've got an intercessor who wants to intercede for us. And a lot of times the world says, well, you know what? Christians are just so pitiful because they serve a big old mean God and all He does is just picks on them. All He does is beats on them and tries to belittle them and tries to put them down, tries to make them slavish to Him. That's a lie out of hell. Amen. We serve a great big God, all right. But a great big God that loves us and cares for and nurtures us like a father. Amen. He wants the very best for me and you. He wants us to be the best that we can be. He wants to give us happiness. He wants to fill us with joy. He wants us to rejoice in this life that we live. Day by day. I'm not talking about the end of it. A lot of times we get caught up and we say, you know what? One of these days in the end, praise God, there's just going to be a bunch of blessings poured out on me. And listen, the golden age ain't so gold. You know why? Brother John brought it to my attention. I figured out what it is. He said, the golden age. He said, they call it that because it takes all your gold to get to the age. Amen. To get through, it takes every bit. As you get older, it takes all your finances to keep alive.
Amen.
That's why they called it golden years. Amen. I'm just in the silver years myself. Amen. I got my AARP card the other day. You got that yet, Brother Roberts? Turn 50, praise God. Amen. There's benefits. Amen. But I will say, praise God, we don't have to wait too old. Hey, young people, listen. Dalton, just live for Jesus today with all your heart. Amen. Pour yourself into Him. Look to Him. Praise God. Desire Him in every essence of your life for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Don't look back. Don't quit on God. Stay in the fight of faith, praise God, because it's better farther on
Amen.
When you get to those golden years.
Hallelujah.
Like Brother Bill.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God gives you the grace, praise God, to go on day by day.
Amen.
When the devil says you're getting old, why don't you just quit?
Yeah.
You can look in between beak and bill, you say, you stinking liar, you leave me alone.
Yes. Amen.
My last day's going to be my best days for Jesus. I'm not going to go out with a pout, I'm going to go out with a shout. Just praising God every day. Why? Because I've got an interceder. Praise the Lord. That loves me and cares for me. makes a difference in my life. But he said the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When I get to the point in my life I can't even, I get so down in praise God, sometimes I don't even know what to pray. I don't know what, I can't even nothing get nothing to come out. Sometimes I just sit there and tears run down my face. I get to thinking about church folk and some people, maybe somebody out of will of God, somebody doing wrong, some of the old devil trying to get in a family and tear it apart. And I sit there and I pray and I weep. And sometimes I get to the point, Brother Rick, and I just don't know what to say, what to ask for. But praise God, there's something stirs down the depths of my soul. Praise God. And he takes it, he takes it up to glory and he pours it out. Praise God. For the Father, said, hey, here's the formula. Praise God. And we'll fix that. Woo. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And all of a sudden, them tears, praise God, tears of sadness, tears of sorrow, praise God, become tears of joy. And old devil can't even find a place to catch this little old preacher. Amen. I'm rejoicing, and the Lord said, thank you, Lord, for a promise.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay with the help of the Lord. Amen. He says, hey, he knows what we need. Verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Amen. He said, he that searches the heart, that's God. Amen. Said he knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Amen. In other words, God already knows where your help's coming from. God already knows what we need, praise God, before we even realize that we have a need. Amen. And when we believe in faith, praise God, God works a miracle in us. And praise God, sometimes we just can't understand it. And sometimes we just can't get over it. Amen. But he goes on and he says, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what they want. No. No. He said he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Why? Because God knows where those places are in your defense. God knows where those weaknesses are. God knows where that lack of strength is. He knows where to shore you up. Amen. And said, we've got an intercessor, praise God, that knows where we need to be shored up. While back, last year, before I got Brother Rex come out and cut the ends of it off, and I got some big gutters put on, the water was coming off my barn shed, and it was undermining my footers. Amen? And I didn't know what I was going to do, because, I mean, it was getting bad. I thought, well, the old barn began to sag in the middle. I mean, it dropped down a good foot or more. And I'm like, Lord, you know, this ain't good. But you know what I did? I got over and I got to looking at that thing. And I got my cousin come along and I was telling him about it. And he said, well, preacher, I got one of them big old house jacks at the barn. He said, we get that big old house jack we put under that thing. And praise God, he said, I believe we can crank it back up. You know what we did? We took that big old crutch, put that big old house jack, and we took some blocks and put her down. We stacked that thing on there, got it right against it, and we began to crank that thing with that big old handle. You know what happened? It began to shore up. All of a sudden, that old barn where it was sagging down, where it looked like it was about to come apart, all of a sudden it began to rise up. Amen. And then we jacked and we jacked, amen, till it come back together and it fit just like it was to begin with. Amen. What do? We shored it up. See, that's what God does through the intercessory work of Christ, praise God. But when your barns are falling, when your life's falling apart, he comes along and he shores it up. Amen. And I took another big old pole and put our big old 4x6 and I pressed that thing up in there, run it all the way to the top, and I nailed that thing in there good and solid, and I poured me a footer about 2 foot thick and about 2x2 wide. Amen. I set that thing on there. And that's been, how long ago was that? That three, four year, ain't it? And guess what? It's still right where it left it. Amen. Amen. It ain't moved. It ain't sagged in it. What are you saying? I'm saying when the Holy Ghost of God, when Lord Jesus Christ, the intercessor, I praise God, when he intercedes in our life and when he comes along and sends the Holy Ghost to shore us up, praise God, to help our infirmities, to resolve our weakness, praise God, he puts us back where we ought to be, to where we're sound again.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I thank God for my intercessor. Praise the Lord. Without him, I don't know where I'd be. But God, I thank God today that I don't have to be without Him. But that sweet Spirit of God that makes the difference. In 1 Timothy 2:5, and I'm about done. 1 Timothy 2:5, the Bible says, for there is one God. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad tonight that we just serve one God? We don't have to go out and, you know, over there where Brother Jimmy are over there in Nepal, they've got all them gods. I mean, they've got gods upon gods. They've got thousands of gods. They've even got a god just like they did over there at Corinth. They got a god. They said that they had a statue to the unknown god. Amen. Just in case they missed one. But I'm glad, praise God, I don't have to worry about missing mine. Because He's the only true God. Amen. He's alive forevermore. He's sitting, praise God, in glory tonight. Amen. He's not wringing His hands. He knows what we need. Amen. But Timothy said, Paul told Timothy, he said, for there is one God. But I like the next part. He said, and one mediator between God and men. Amen. The man, Christ Jesus. Hey, if there was a whole lot of mediators. Now you think about it. If there was a whole lot of mediators out there that was trying to fix you, it would be a we'd be in constant turmoil. One would say, well, Brother Bill needs that, and another would say, well, no, Brother Bill needs this. And they'd say, wait a minute, fellas, you're both wrong. Brother Bill, I think he needs this. But praise God, I'm glad this thing fits together. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Son is the mediator. I mean, He goes between the Father and the Holy Ghost, praise God, and to you, praise God. He looks at you. He evaluates you. Praise God, He sees what you need, sees where you're at, and He sends what's needed. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have a mediator, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. I'm glad tonight I have an interceder. And I'm glad tonight I've got a mediator. Amen. I'm glad I've got a mediator of one. Amen. And he makes all the calls. Brother Eddie, he makes all the calls for your life. And all we got to do is just fall into His will and allow Him to make those calls. See, we've got a whole lot more, we got a whole lot more help in the Holy Ghost of God than what we realize we've got. Amen. We take the Holy Ghost of God for granted a whole lot of times. But the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, He's special in our lives. He's special. That third person Trinity is a special person. Amen. We need to realize that. He's special in what He does for me and you. Because He's that part that lives in us. And He's the part that communicates to God the Father and God the Son through the mediator. Amen. And the mediator picks up on, I mean, glory to God. He picks up on your thoughts. He picks up on your emotions. I mean, He picks up on everything about us. He's constantly, amen. It's just like radar. It's constantly just back. And can you imagine He does that for every child of God in America, every child of God in Europe, every child of God in Russia, every child of God in China? And there's a bunch of them. Amen. A bunch of Chinamen anyway. I don't know how many of them. There's getting to be a lot of them as Christians because they're dying for their faith. Because, hey, they're having to do their worshiping in the basement. And if they get caught, they go to prison. But you know what they do? They say, hey, bud, they get a hold of their family and say, can you do me a favor? I say, what's that? Sneak you a file? I say, no, sneak me a page or two of the Bible. Amen. Amen. Sneak me just a little bit of the breath of life, praise God, and I'll be all right. Because I've got Jesus on my side. What? Because they've got an intercessor. They've got an interceder. They've got a mediator. In Christ Jesus. Ain't you glad you got a mediator tonight? Yeah. Hey, I'm glad, praise God, when things is going bad and the kids is going wrong and seems like they're going, praise God, we've got an interceder in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. But we got someone that we can trust in, someone we can call out to, and He knows our needs. You say, well, preacher, it just don't seem like He's working. Oh, He's working on His end. Amen. But I tell you, our old human hearts, our old human minds, praise God, are pretty rebellious at times.
Yeah.
We don't want to let God in. We don't let Him to have the direction. We don't let Him want Him to have the say-so in our lives. So we push the Holy Ghost back and we say, hold on a minute. You know, I'm doing my own thing. But it comes to a point, praise God, when that Holy Ghost of God to get to push Him back enough and that alarm begin. Next thing you know, they're right up in their ear and they're saying, hey, you know what? Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Jesus died for you. Jesus cares for you. You know what? That heart begins to soften. Amen. Because he won't give up on them. That Holy Ghost of God, praise God, He'll hound them down till He catches them. Ask old Brother Tommy Crow. He's got a message he preaches on that on coon dog. Holy Ghost of God being a coon dog. Getting on your trail, praise God. Amen. It may be a cold trail when he first gets on there. But praise God, when that thing gets hot, and he goes to bark in that tree bark, Praise the Lord, it ain't going to be long in. Amen. You may squirrel around up in that tree. You may get fidgety up in, but praise God, sooner or later, the Holy Ghost God's going to get a hold of your heart. And you can't stay in that tree. You can't stay treed forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we have an interceder in Christ Jesus, Lord. The Bible says, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. To the uttermost. Not just for a day or two, or not to, for a week or two, or not for a little while. Then, no, He can save you for the uttermost. That come to Him, come to unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Do you understand what He's saying there? He said that the object of Christ's existence is to intercede for me and you. I didn't get that till the other day. I mean, really get it till the other day. But I was sitting there in a study and I thought, you know what? He planned to be our interceder from the beginning. Amen. He came from heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, came from heaven to set aside His glory and came down here to earth to die for me and you. And He said, now He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Why? Because we were precious in His sight before we even knew who we were. Amen. We were precious in the eyes of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So He's interceding for us today because we're precious to Him, because He loves us. Amen. Each and every one of us.